This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. 8 o'clock hour, 96.5. The Fan, Jay Binkley, JT Noah with you. What do you got coming up this weekend, JT?
I'm headed down to the Dirty Bird to hang out with the girlfriend.
No show?
No show this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, but said I'd take the week off with the Pro Bowl. She's been coming to me with the football season. I said, you know what, Pro Bowl, everything, I'll come to you for the weekend, and we'll have a good time down at the good old Warrensburg. But I've got a big show lined up in 2 weeks, so it's going to be a really good, high-volume, one-hour show.
I'm sure that there'll be a lot to talk about in 2 weeks.
Oh, there's going to be plenty to talk about, and I've also got it lined up where I'm going to have a bunch of my friends like call in or send videos of what they think the score prediction will be for the game.
What do you think it's going to be right now, right this second?
Right this second, I'm leaning 27-23 is where I'm leaning right now.
Casey.
Oh, yeah, Casey. Okay. Yeah.
It's hard to bet against them. It's almost impossible to do.
I ain't betting against Mahomes, yeah.
No.
Until he proves me otherwise, yeah.
You don't do it. So 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, right? Last couple years, you know, everybody likes Isaiah Pacheco in this situation. But he runs hard on 1st and 2nd down, man. Tough runs, right? Shows the stiff arm runs tough. Kareem Hunt picks those up, man. And Kareem Hunt's been the trusted guy down the stretch with them. They've gone to him. And that counter-read option, they were going to Kareem Hunt, and he was doing some damage on it. I like him in the short yardage, man. I do. But what is the one thing that you're not seeing on 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1 that you've wanted to see for the longest time? What is it? What is it? You got the Maryland eye, the wishbone. What do you want to see? Like, what do you want to see? Where do you want to see Chris Jones get a chance to pick it up? Do you want to see the tush push with Travis Kelce going to tight end? They push him forward like the Ravens will do with Mark Andrews.
I kind of see it often, but I wish they would do it more on the short yardage, is where they line up with, say, Steele and Hunt at a wishbone formation, and then Pacheco at the very back, and they hand it off either short way, like it's like a fullback kind of way. But I think he always gets too fancy with it.
You think you get too fancy in the short yardage plays? So you want to see something just more consistent?
More consistent and more simple. Just get the ball, head down, get the first down.
Head down, first down. You know what I want to see? And every time I brought this up, it gets, you know, people are negative about it. Like, oh, you don't want to see that. Mahomes will get hurt, blah, blah, blah. Because he hurt himself. He dislocated his knee in Denver. Remember that? He ran this quarterback sneak.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah.
It's a very, very high percentage play. Very high percentage play, run the quarterback sneak. Even better so when you have the tush push behind you. Dislocates his knee. But as he reminded us, he got the first down on the play. And you know what? He wants to run it again. Now, Reed doesn't want to call it again. Mahomes will run it again. And I've said, they're not going to run it in the regular season. They're not going to do it. But you know all these trick plays are designed for what? To catch the defense off guard, right? Catch them off guard. Do something that they're not expecting. Just like against the Bills, the counter-read option, where they'd pull the guard and tackle one direction, they'd run the other direction, and it totally freaked them out because they'd never seen it before. But wouldn't you say the quarterback sneak is not to ever expect? They're wide nine techniques on the outside of defensive end and linebackers. They're trying to, you know, stop the outside, the gaps, or Mahomes getting outside the corner. But they're not expecting the quarterback sneak. I'm not saying do it all the time, but man, if it's a crucial play down the stretch in New Orleans against the Eagles, it's 4th-and-1. What play are you calling? Are you going to risk turning around and handing it off to Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco? That's, if they don't get a first down, you going to trust that? Or do you want the ball in the hands of the best player on the football field getting that 1 yard. And I know you can get hurt, but damn, majority of time quarterbacks don't get hurt doing that. It's a freak thing that happened.
Yeah, and I actually like the play they have been running on short yardage plays, especially the last two fourth down big gotta-have-it moments we've seen. It started in the Super Bowl last year where they run that, I call it almost like a triple option, even though he's doing really a play action to the running back, and then he rolls out, and he either can throw it to Travis Kelce or he runs it, and he's done it the last two times effectively on fourth down yardage, and they've gotten the first down. I think if you're not going to do a QB sneak, you should do that kind of play because you're letting Mahomes dictate what happens with the football.
But wouldn't it catch him off guard, though?
Oh, it would catch me off guard.
But you wouldn't be upset by it, would you? No, like, oh, he's going to get hurt or something like that.
That was a freak accident.
It doesn't happen very often.
When was the last time a QB got hurt on a QB sneak besides Mahomes?
I mean, look at the Eagles. I know Jalen's got some strong legs and that, but he never gets hurt doing it. Josh Allen does it all the time. They all do it. Baltimore does it a little different. They will put Andrews in motion, and he'll take the snap, and they'll push him forward.
And we used to do that with it wasn't Gray, but it was Blake Bell. Remember, we would do it with Bell.
The Belldozer, and sometimes he wouldn't pick it up, though. That was the one thing with Belldozer. Sometimes he'd get it, and sometimes he wouldn't. It wasn't that lock, fire, sure, consistent thing like the Eagles have.
I just think
of all the trick plays you can do, all the trick plays or formations or jet sweeps or anything you can do, the number one thing that would catch a team off guard is running a quarterback sneak. Because they haven't done it in years. They haven't done it since the Broncos game in Denver a couple years ago. They haven't done it. They won't do it. They're not expecting it.
I would say, you could bring Carson Wentz to do it, but then everyone's going to know what's happening. I mean,
just have Mahomes do it. He knows where to go. He knows where to fall. He's been great at knowing when to fall and where to fall and not get hurt. That's the guy I'm trusting to do it. And not all the time. This has got to be like a high-pressure situation. Like, you need this first down against the Eagles. Like, you've got to get it. Patrick Mahomes' quarterback sneak gets it because they're not expecting it whatsoever. And the fact he wants to do it.
Well, he wants to do it because he's a competitor, and I truly believe he doesn't think he can get injured again.
But I like when they do go for it. Like, the worst thing he can do is when you see the punter come out, and it just stalls that drive. You know, they've gone 20 yards, 40 yards, whatever it is. They get down there, and they can't keep that first down going. There's nothing more frustrating than seeing that situation. That's why I would go ahead and run the quarterback sneak. Just make it that one play, man. Just that one play and catch them completely off guard. Because I think it would. I really hope they win the toss. I was glad they won the toss in the last game. Like, they, I mean, you know, putting that defense out there, because then you could play that game where, well, you got to capitalize on it. You got to score points at the end of the half, but you've got to score points on the opening drive of the second half, which essentially becomes like the opening drive of the first half. You can script it out however you want. Like, you've got to capitalize on that because that is so important for them to put up two scores before the other team can get out there.
Oh, for sure. I loved getting the ball after halftime because you can do the 2-for-1. And, I mean, how big of it was to get the ball after half, even though you didn't score, but it kind of slowed the momentum because I was thinking, okay, you stop Buffalo again, you could get the ball back and do some more points before half. Obviously, it didn't work out because one of the most underrated players that were on the Bills scored a touchdown on McDuffie and Mac Hollins. But, I mean, getting the ball after half is so crucial in every big game, in my opinion.
Like, we didn't get to see the behind-the-back pass like we did in preseason. We didn't get to see it in the regular season, even though they practice it all the time. And I don't think you want to do it against the Eagles in this game because you want to be 100%. Unless you got a big lead. If you got a big lead, then do it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're up 55-16 like the Eagles were last week, yeah, maybe.
I mean, we've seen some close Super Bowls. We really have. And we've seen a lot of blowouts in the past. Wouldn't it be nice just to be able to chill out? Like, they've given you very rarely this year a chance just to kind of just relax and watch the game without sitting there and sweating through everything. And I still think the cardiac units in this town get filled up on Chiefs game days.
Oh, I bet they do. I was in the I was actually put in a hospital in November because I had mono. But they were doing my heart rate, and they're like, man, your heart goes up a lot. And I'm like, well, if it's a Sunday or a Monday night, probably because I'm watching a Chiefs game. Yeah, probably.
It's interesting because that happened to me, right? They do the test during the final couple of minutes. And I'm like, you don't want to do this during the final couple of minutes with the Chiefs game because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you just never know. I want to know the heart rate of, like, even Kevin Harlan, who does a great job for CBS. Like, he's doing a neutral, he's got a neutral tone to it. But even when a big play happens, it sounds like his heart rate's going through the roof.
Yeah, some guys can do it. You know, some guys have that, you know, extra bit of energy. Gus Johnson on Fox, you know, he brings that up. It makes everything sound big. Makes everything in the world sound like a big play. And I love that from your, play-by-play guys. They make every game like an event. Every game is like the coolest thing in the world. That's what I look forward to. And I don't really care about broadcasters. Like, I don't say, you know, I need broadcast. Like, I don't complain about them that much. Like, oh, they're homers for this team or that team. I mean, they kind of do it for both, but we only hear one side. You only hear what you want to hear. You know, I did a lot of times during the college football playoffs. I watched the Sky Cam a lot. Just had the stadium announcers. I'd find myself doing that because they did that megacast on a lot of different channels. They'd utilize ESPN, ESPN2. They'd have ESPNU. They'd use ESPN News. They had all the different. And if it was an SEC team playing, they had the SEC call on SEC Network with the video of the game going with the call of the Longhorns and Craig Way calling the game. That was fun. That was one good way to... Oh, speaking of that, I was going to ask you this. Bo Pribula going to Missouri. Pribula. He transferred to Mizzou. Zollers, that they get Matt Zollers coming in too.
Yeah.
And Sam Horn's going to be back from his Tommy John because he got it during baseball and had to miss it.
Oh, yeah.
But Bo Pribula, he played a lot for Penn State.
Like he's big. He's big time.
Like, they use him a lot. They used him in that Wisconsin game. He had 2 second-half drives for him because Aller got hurt. But it's a terrible situation what happened to him because Drew Aller says he's coming back. Well, the transfer portal window, he had to make a move. And they played in the playoffs, and they didn't have that in the playoffs.
Yeah, they
and
did.
And it looks bad, but he wants a chance to play. And even Penn State said, man, he wouldn't give him a chance. He had the move. If he's going to move, he has the move. He can sit there and back up Aller for a year and go to Mizzou and start. I think he ends up starting.
I think he's going to start. And James Franklin, I mean, he hit it right on the nail because, like, it's so bad of where the transfer portal is with where the college football playoffs is. Penn State could have definitely used him. And I think Mizzou benefited from it. And, I mean, he's getting paid. I've seen rumors of him getting upwards to $2.3 million to come to Mizzou. So Mizzou has that NIL collective money where they can pay, and it's working out for them. It's people were always worried about, oh, it's still going to be the big dogs with all the money. Not really. There's teams out there. I mean, look at KU. I know they're not spending big money on players, but they're going out there and getting tons of players that are going to be quality players that are going to help them get back to where they were a couple years ago, football wise. And you saw it with K-State basketball. They went out, they were, I think, the second biggest college basketball team with money, and it obviously hasn't paid out, but I'm just saying it helps these local schools get better and better with the money.
Yeah, no question about it. I can't wait for it this year. I think last year kind of lets the people down because none of the locals made the playoffs and thought they probably should, because Missouri would have made it 2 years ago had the playoffs been the playoff format.
Don't remind me.
K-State, they might be kicking themselves about Will Howard because he's winning a national title. KU's been hitting that portal hard. They look like they're going to be pretty good this year.
I think Avery Johnson's going to be fine for K-State.
I think so, too. I like watching him play. The guy's a home run throw every time he takes the ball. But I mentioned the quarterback sneak. This is what Mahomes said in camp 2 years ago.
Probably because my kneecap was on the side of my leg. I think we were doing pretty good until that. We were really good at it until last year. I mean, last year we didn't do very well at it, so we didn't get the one in the preseason. So we've went back and kind of evaluated it, and hopefully by the time season comes around, we can get back to converting those.
Any discussion with Andy about putting that quarterback sneak back in the
play? I always want to, because I always say that I haven't got stopped yet. But because even the one that my knee I got hurt on, I still got the first down. I'm pretty sure he's not going to let me do it unless it's like for the Super Bowl or not. So I might have to call my own number in the Super Bowl if we get there.
There you go. That's what he said 2 years ago, right? He's got a chance. If it comes down, I hope it doesn't come down to that. But he said he'd call his own number and do it. Let's see him do it, JT. Let's see him do it. You'll have one happy dude if he does do it.
You would be very happy. And he would be very happy, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Coming up next, 913-586-7965, the phone number and the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Well, look at the AFC West has a new look on it. Everybody's chasing the Chiefs. You worried about the Raiders?
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Welcome back, Jay Binkley, JT Noah. You see the Chiefs are going to wear their white jerseys in the game? It's the same ones they wore 2 years ago against the Eagles. And what happened? The Eagles got the choice of the jersey colors they wanted because it's in New Orleans and it's their choice. It's the NFC's choice, so they elected the green jerseys. They've worn the green jerseys in all of their previous four Super Bowl appearances. They're 1-3, by the way, in the big game. The Chiefs last won in that. They also wore white in their 35-10 loss to the Green Bay Packers in the first Super Bowl. So they wore white then, but they have won a couple in the red. But the Chiefs going with the white.
I'm totally okay with the white. I wish they would go all white, but I know they're probably going to wear the red bottoms. But I think an all white with the red helmet is so clean.
Good looking uniform set. It is. Which didn't allow you to alter the uniforms at all in the Super Bowl. Like, you can't do it. Like, on Thursday nights, you can wear the throwbacks or the, you know, the
new alternate helmets. You got the alternate helmet.
I'd go all white helmet, man. I know that people have talked about this, or the all black. They're not going to change. But, like, the all black with an arrowhead. Or how about all white? Just like Vikings did that one day, remember?
Oh, yeah, and the Bengals have the all white, yeah.
Yeah, the white helmets, white jerseys, white, and the fans all wore the white, you know, T-shirts and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, totally. It'd be like a white out when you're at Penn State. I mean, so I would rather have a white helmet than a black helmet. I don't get the black with the red. That's just my personal opinion. I think an all white would go good because you have the all, you do also have the all red. When you have the red top, red bottoms, and the red helmet. That's clean. We love those when they wear them on the Monday night or Sunday night football. An all white would be super nice.
Well, Yahoo put it out this way. He says the previous 58 Super Bowls, 37 teams wearing white have gone on to win the game, a success rate of 64% compared to 36% for non-white jerseys. Most recently, 16 of the last 20 champions wore white, with one of those four losers being the San Francisco 49ers last year against the red-wearing Chiefs. Since 2005, the only teams to win the Super Bowl while not wearing white are the 2011 Packers, the 2018 Eagles, the Chiefs twice, 2020 and 2024. Kansas City wore red when they lost to the Buccaneers in that game as well. So Kansas City kind of the outlier of the Jersey Gate.
They're always the outlier because it's Patrick Mahomes.
But they did well in red, and they did wear white in Super Bowl I. Text line 913 says they should do color rush for the Super Bowl. They can't, though. That's the one thing they won't let them do. Like, the NFL won't let them do that. Have you got your payment into the refs yet?
Yep, I put it in right away when we won Sunday night. So yesterday morning, sent it off to the mail.
They take PayPal or Zelle or...
Yeah. I tried to, but I had to mail it, they said. Only policy, and it has to be a black and white envelope so it matches their uniform.
You sent it to the league office?
Yep, league office.
I went ahead and paid them extra just in case.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
good for you.
It's like we really need that 3rd and inches call or whatever. I mean, that can change the game. We need it.
Yeah, we definitely need it, and we also need to make sure we get that 50-50 catch that even it hit the ground, you know? Yeah.
You know what? He still had control, because the rule is, even if it touches the ground, if you have control of it, you're fine.
Yeah, I'm like, totally agree.
That was still a legal play to me.
And I feel like people forget it was going to be a first down, even if it was called incomplete. Like, newsflash, there was a flag for holding on the defense.
People like to bring these things up, but they don't, like, you always hear about the Ravens, right? Isaiah Likely, remember, half his foot's out when he catches that touchdown. But the thing is, they either have to make the choice to go for two, or rely on Justin Tucker, who wasn't the most reliable this year, to kick an extra point, right? Then they may have to go to overtime with KC. So everybody's saying, well, the Chiefs got lucky beating the Ravens like that. Well, how do you know? What if they don't get the conversion? What if they go for two and don't get it and Chiefs win? Then what do you say? I remember when the Chiefs had the doinked field goal against the Panthers and everybody's, you know, oh my God, Washington did it in the playoffs, but nobody said anything. They didn't say they got lucky. It's baffling. I've used the mute button a lot this week.
I bet you have.
And I have, and you know what? It's been some pretty credible people in the past. Like Adam Schefter, that stupid crap he put out. That was ridiculous, man. And I like the guy too, but what he did was clickbait, man. This is why people hate, like, some of these, the national media when they talk about the Chiefs or whatever. That's why it's the agenda. Like, why'd you do that, Schefter? Keep the clickbait nonsense out of this, right? Keep it to football, man. Don't single out Mahomes. Don't single out a three-time Super Bowl champion. Just don't do it. He's not cheating the game. He's doing anything actually within rules. Yeah, you may not like him slowing down or whatever, trying to draw that hit on the sideline, but make him stop it. A lot of guys afraid to hit him. He uses it to his advantage, but why not? You can. Teams will do anything for the advantage. They'll run the wildcat. They'll do anything. Washington tried to do it with Lobo jumping over the top to stop the tush push until the official said, we're going to award them points if you do it again.
I would have done it again just to see if they would give them points. Because at that point, really,
if I was playing the Chiefs, I would have done it because then everybody would have cried.
I didn't understand the whole point of keep doing the hard count when you're at the one-inch line. Like, what is the point of doing the hard count over and over again when you can't move the football? That was the only thing I had. I just didn't understand why the Eagles kept hard counting when literally there was no point in it because you're not getting any closer to the goal line.
Is this the team you wanted to see?
Yeah. Well,
to be honest with you, I think that's the best team in the NFC they're playing.
I would say this.
I think they're better than Detroit. I think they're better than everybody. Washington, there was a part of me saying, you know, but then again, if you would have got Washington in this game, the whole story would have been Jaden Daniels, man. The whole story would have been Jaden Daniels. Can the rookie quarterback beat Mahomes? Because then if he does, everybody's, you know, throwing bouquets at Jaden Daniels. The rookie quarterback hadn't won a Super Bowl, right? That would have been the big story. So it's almost better off that they're getting the Beagles because they've seen them before. You know, that would have been tough. And you know what? What's Chicago thinking? Talked about it on Character Concerns last year before the draft. Chicago's making a dumb mistake not taking Jaden Daniels. They're going to do it again. My question is, why does a podcast in Kansas City get it right and they get it wrong? We told them Will Levis sucked a couple years ago, but they still drafted the first round Tennessee. Chicago has now passed on Mahomes to Trubisky and Jaden Daniels to Caleb Williams. I digress.
I would say this. The team I didn't want to see was the Rams. I thought the Rams matched up against the Chiefs very, very well for their advantage, as in the Rams' advantage.
I think if you're looking for, like, you know, everybody's going to be hating against the Chiefs. Everybody's going to be hating against Chiefs. That's going to be the common consensus. But I think the Eagles are the lesser of the evils because people will hate them. And for good reason. People will hate on the Eagles. And I think they're going to get, I mean, it's, if Washington or Detroit or everybody's going for them. Everybody is. And there's probably not going to be a ton of people going for the Chiefs except Chiefs Kingdom. Unless someone's got money on them. That'll be the people that actually root for Kansas City in the game. But the Eagles are a very unlikable team. So going to be interesting there. Anyway, we come back. Big T and Shawnee. Others, we'll get to you. 913-586-7965.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-7965. 1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
And welcome back. Jay Binkley, JT Noah. Phone line's 913-586-7965. And we're not going to take it anymore. Jay Southland Tow Service text line 913-586-7965. It's Kansas City versus the world, man.
Felt like it was a perfect song to go with.
It is. Kansas City versus everybody. You're the villains. Embrace it, man. Embrace the hate. That's what you got to do. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee, who I know has embraced the hate. What's up, Big T?
Hell yeah. We're gonna
embrace it.
On that train.
That's right.
Embrace it. And the reason they hate us, why do they hate us, Bink?
Because they ain't us.
We win. And they can't beat us. Our playmaker throws the haymakers, and we're the caretakers of the NFL. We just are. They can't beat us. You know, I was listening to that Seth Joyner loser. What a punk ass, you know what he is. I don't like Pat Mahomes. I want to hurt Pat Mahomes. Well, Pat Mahomes does his speaking on the field, Bink, doesn't he?
Yeah, that was ignorance at its finest. There's been a lot of that, man. It's why I said F you to every national media member out there. Well, there's a few that like us. McAfee likes Chiefs. A few others like the Chiefs. But most of them don't. And here's the thing, Big T. They're going to get booed when they go down to New Orleans. Even Burline Cameron Wolf from NFL Network, he's expecting the same. They did the last time they were at the game out in Vegas. They got booed on media night. They'll get booed again. My thing is this. If the rest of the media is going to crap on them, they should do the bare minimum. Like, do the podiums, what they're supposed to do. But there's a lot of interviews I may not do. And, you know, Tom Brady's calling the game. Tom Brady's part owner of the Raiders. That's your enemy, man. And they're wanting to do interviews with you. And, if I'm the Chiefs, I do local stuff. But you know what? If these people want to crap on you and then turn around and act like they're your friend when you know they're not, because they crapped on you for the last season or weeks, and then all of a sudden they want to be your friend, screw you, man.
No, I agree. I'm with you, Bink. And, you know, these guys, they just don't get it. Pat Mahomes, he's a legend. He's a Michael Jordan of the NFL. And I know people don't like that when we say that, but he just is. The coach, look at Big Red, man. All that guy does is win. He's going to be the all-time greatest coach. And I heard you talking earlier. Good stuff, man. He should be coach of the year. And I heard you talking about that tush push, too. Pat Mahomes, a badass mofo. He could do that. We got a great interior line. And I agree with you. Not do that during the regular season. But you can see something that in the playoffs. And also, I'm just wondering, how about Thunderbolt? Remember that first Super Bowl against the last Super Bowl against the Eagles? I think that was a great Super Bowl. Bolton almost had a touch. He got a touchdown in that almost, you know. He took it to the house. And I think he could get another. You know, our defense is going to come up with a big play. And you know, it's just going to come down. I think it's going to be 30-27. It's going to be a tight game. We got Philly, a good team. We got to stop that Barkley. But we're playing some good ball. Travis Kelce's going to be up. We got the playoff experience. That 22 draft thing, they're 9-0. They don't know nothing about losing. We're going to take it to the house. We're going to win it all. And as always, let's go Chiefs. Choo-choo!
That's right. Climb that train. Climb aboard the Big T from Shawnee train right there. Choo-choo-choo. That's what we talk about, Big T. Let's take that train out to Phoenix, Arizona. Talk to Sandra. What's up, Sandra in the desert?
Hey, Bink.
Did I get it right? Call you Sandra.
Oh, baby, I thought you forgot who I was.
I don't forget. You're Sandra, not Sandra. I know better.
Listen, a hug to you from Phoenix for all that you threw up on X this week. You were speaking for all of us. I laughed my off because I was like, there he is. There's the real Bink.
Well, it's what happens when you drink too much beer and have social media open. And you know what? I'm like, what the hell? That's how I felt. Like, that is how I felt telling the media to F off. Like, that was a relief to me. Like, I felt like that relieved some stress because screw them. And I'm not kidding. People, they're going to watch. Don't watch them then. Go watch pickleball, man. Go watch softball. Go watch WNBA. Don't watch the Super Bowl. Because you know what? You're liars. They're a bunch of liars. You know why they're lying? Yeah. Because every time I turn on, the Chiefs have set some new record with viewership. So you're not doing what you're saying when you're saying you're not watching them because you're tired of the Chiefs winning all the time. Guess what you're doing? You're still watching.
You're still watching it. Highest rated Super Bowl. Predict it now. Listen, this kind of talk brings out the Sith Lord in me, you know,
right.
from Star Wars. Like, I feel the hate flow
dun,
through
dun, 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 dun.
That should totally be the music that's playing when they come out on the field.
Why not? Embrace the hate, man.
Man, missing you on the post game. Giving you a hug. I'll talk to you soon.
We'll talk to you during rail season, Sandra.
Oh, you better believe it.
Let's go. Let's go, Bobby Witt Bye. Jr. Have fun out there. Huh? Yeah, thanks for calling, Sandra. Appreciate the support in Phoenix, Arizona. Dan in KCK. What's up, Dan the man?
Hey, Bink, how you doing? It's been a while. Yeah, geez, did it again. I texted you earlier. Yeah, like you said, yeah, Fred Astaire, you know, like Holmes is Fred Astaire. Alex Ginger Rogers, he's always tap dancing in his head, you know. And I was going to ask you, Bink, the Bills fans are pretty mad that Jim McDermott went for two when he should have taken the extra point. And when the Chiefs got that penalty, do you think you should just let have the extra point instead of the two?
Yeah, they were chasing points, and you never chase points. And I saw Washington do the same thing when they early on, when they had a chance to knot up Philadelphia at 14. They chased the points. Like, you know, I've never been a believer in chasing the points until you need to at the second half. Then you chase them. But we've seen these teams chase them when they shouldn't be chasing them.
Well, yeah, McDermott, he can't win either way, you know. In the past, fans have been always, the Bills fans have been criticizing him. And then when he does do something right, they always criticize him for that too. So he can't have it either way. And I'm embracing the hate, you know. Jason Smith and Arnie Spanier like to see the Chiefs lose too. So it's like the Chiefs are getting it from everywhere. But I'm enjoying it. So let's take care of business in 2 weeks. Take care, Bink.
That's right, Dan. I mean, there's several ways you can do it. You can either just like really enjoy it and saying, you know, I enjoy the criticism. You're being tested, and I've said it for years on the postgame show. I was like, just wait until next week. You're going to have the haters out in force. Or they're going to lose, and everybody's going to say they suck and all that. This is the same thing we go through every year. Same thing we go through every year. And the guy that's not even in the Pro Bowl is in the Super Bowl. The same guy that's gone to 7 straight AFC title games. The guy that's second all-time in postseason wins as a quarterback, and he's not even 30 years old. Yeah, that guy. 3-time Super Bowl champion. He's the boogeyman. Patrick Mahomes is the boogeyman. He's what we always feared in John Elway. He's the guy we've always feared with the final 2 minutes coming into the game and he starts sweating and gripping. That's what Mahomes does to other people. That's what Mahomes does and has everybody losing their freaking minds. Yes, I went out to, you know, there's a place up north called Al's, right? And there was another place it was something more downtown. A lot of the Bills Mafia went. But they were doing live shots and stuff like that. So I was like, you know what, I'll go up there. And they were singing their stupid little song, the Bills. I was, you know, doing the Arrowhead chop behind them, you know. There's a lot of Chiefs fans in there, too, because this is our city. It's, you know, get the hell out of here. But then you get these opinions from people from Minnesota, New York. And I was, you know what? I don't want to hear it, man. Unless you're from Kansas City, I don't give a rat's ass what you have to say. Honestly, I don't. She's kind of, but I don't like seeing greatness doubted. Like, I don't like seeing greatness doubted, because it really is. People have turned it into a clown show. They put their tinfoil hats on, and they're looking for Bigfoot. They're sitting outside at night waiting for the aliens to come down and grab them. That's what they're doing with this ref thing. Because they're not watching other games. Because I don't care where you watch football, whether you're watching in high school, in college, Division III, Division II, Division I, wherever. Nobody likes officiating. Nobody. Neil in Lone Jack. What's up, my friend?
Hey, my friend. How are you, Jay?
I'm okay. How are you?
Pretty good, man. I miss you, brother.
Well, I'm back.
Missed the post game, just like Sandra was saying. I talked to Sarah last week. It was great to hear from him. And tonight, it's really great to hear from you. I was thinking earlier today, everybody at work's asking me what my thoughts are about this game, and very similar to what Verderam had to say. I really think, you know, the key is if we can just hold Barkley to 100 yards or less or right around 100 yards, I think that'll be enough, man. I trust our corners to get it done on the edges. I trust McDuffie against A.J. Brown, even though he's got the size advantage. And I'm so glad we got Jalen Watson back. And I think he was slightly rusty in this game, but he'll be better in the Super Bowl. What an incredible performance against Buffalo. Of course, you know, I've told you many times over the years that I think Josh Allen's a bit of a poser, and he has gotten better. I'll give him credit. He does play great most of the time.
And I've always said that about Justin Herbert.
Say again?
I've always said that about Justin Herbert. I'm waiting for everybody in the national media to say the Chiefs are going to finish third in the AFC West next year. I'm waiting for that since Pete Carroll's with the Raiders. I'm waiting for that.
It's going to be great, especially if he has Russell Wilson back as his quarterback.
It's going to be great. Now, the question is, Neil, a few years ago, when the Chiefs won down in Miami, you called up, you got in your car, and you drove down to Miami to our watch party. I think it was Fesco's watch party, and you drove to Miami, and they won.
Yes, sir.
You did not go down to Tampa, and they lost. Are you going to New Orleans?
Well, I'll tell you what, and I told you this in the past.
I even gave you a chance to go to Tampa, damn Kansas.
And I was planning on going to Tampa, damn Kansas, but it got snowy and icy that day.
So I know it
did. Now, the year after, my daughter and I went to Glendale, Missouri, took pictures.
That's right. Nice.
Lunch. It worked. The year after, this past year, right after my daughter, Brianna, her name's Brianna, right after her volleyball tournament, we drove together to Nevada, Missouri, took some pictures, had some dinner. It worked.
It did.
Okay. I told Sarah last week, and he'll tell you this is true, I have rooms already reserved. I am going to New Orleans, brother.
Are you? That's awesome. How long? I mean, how long have you had these rooms reserved in New Orleans? Because they've been jacking their prices up in the airfare. Did you just believe in the Chiefs? Is this something you did maybe in the offseason? I mean, because it's like going to be Mardi Gras there soon, and yet the SB, they've had the college football playoffs. It's expensive down there now. When'd you get these?
Well, I never stopped believing in the Chiefs. I never still will stop believing in the Chiefs, even after this golden age is over. But probably around August, I think.
Nice.
I booked all these rooms. I had a beautiful Airbnb that was two bedrooms and a pull-out couch. My friend John and Jamie were supposed to come, and I think they're going to not make it this time. And then Jason, my boy that I go to the games with, and his fiance Kelly are still planning on coming. I had this great two-bedroom with a pull-out couch, 10 minutes from the stadium. It was absolutely beautiful, like a Victorian-style Airbnb. But sadly, that cancellation date was before the AFC Championship game.
Oh,
so I had to cancel that one. But I still have three rooms reserved just outside of the city.
That's fine, man. That's all you need.
I got three regular hotel rooms just reserved outside the city. Those are canceled up until, 48 hours before the game. So that's still
you the man.
The plan is still to go. And I'm looking forward to it.
Bourbon Street.
I'll see Fesco and the boys down there.
Go see Fesco and Dusty and Matt. Go see him. All right. Hey, Neil, you're the man. Enjoy the game, my friend. Give me a call again. See you in a minute.
Bless you, Jay.
Bless you. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll go to Paola, Kansas, hear from Austin, see what he has to say as we wrap this bad boy up. And welcome back to After Hours. Jay Binkley, JT Noah, and you. Real quick, let's go to Austin in Paola. What's going on in Paola tonight?
Hey, Bink, how's it going? It's good hearing from you, brother.
Thank you. Talking.
Absolutely. I hope you're enjoying hockey season. My Preds aren't holding up to anything, but it's all right. Chiefs. But, hey, I just want to hit on a couple things. One, I think the national media and all the pundits forgot who the real hate needs to be going to, and that's Mr. Sirianni. I don't know who can stand that clown.
Well, I think a lot of people don't like him. I think that happens, but, I mean, who knows, man? The people aren't getting the game they wanted, but they're getting the game they're getting. Get what you get and you don't double fit.
Absolutely, and I am a Star Wars nut, so I kind of think that he's the Emperor, and we're Vader throwing him down into the pit. anyway, I think for me, the biggest key factor is going to be Nick Bolton going back to his usual self.
Okay.
He's going to hold Saquon down bad.
All right, man.
Let's go, Chiefs.
All right, let's do that, Austin. Nice. Love the attitude. Thank you, JT Noah. Awesome job by you. We are the evil empire. Got a few more seconds. As Dusty says every morning, do something nice for somebody, man. Go see the guys in the uniform, man. Go say hi to your policeman, your fire department. Get to see the fire department, how hard they worked this past weekend. It's unbelievable what these guys do, man. Go say hi to them. Talk to you guys soon. We'll talk to you later.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.